Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise the Lord. He's a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah, because he's great and mighty and worthy to be praised and adored tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, Zion, lift your voice tonight. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands.
Voice with me, hallelujah, he's a good God,
oh yes he is,
he's a good Jesus. joy. Somebody shout hallelujah.
You make me gotta clap my hands, and you make me gotta do my dance. You make me wanna shout for joy. Oh, oh. When I think about what you've done for me, Lord. When I think about what you've done for me, Lord. Ooh. When I think of what you've done for me, and when I think about what you've done for me, when I think of what you've done for me.
Women outlive men. look around you, you see why. I serve God. Why? Men do what they want to do. I'm dealing with a very touchy subject in the body of Christ apostolically. The whole church world going to be listening to these messages in generations to come. There are some powerful things that I have to say to you tonight. One of the things, I want you to take care of yourself better. But if you don't know how to take care of yourself, that's another story. Father, we thank you. Be seated. Help. Write this down. It's not the subject, but I want you to write down, begin to pray for health wisdom. Begin to pray, and I want you to pray according to Jeremiah 33:3, where it says, call on him. Huh? And he answers and show you great and mighty things you do not know. And I also want you to pray according to Romans 8:26-28, James 1:1-6. In your prayer time, because you're dealing with a desert. Health has been a desert for the body of Christ. The body of Christ have not enjoyed health. So you ask for health wisdom. I also want you to know, I may minister later on about this, that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of health. Amen. And you take Acts 10:38, you'll see that. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of health. When divine healing takes place, health is present. Yes, amen. And so the body of Christ has not known the revelations of health. They have studied healing, but they have not studied being whole, being well. Matter of fact, let's read an opening text that will bless us tremendously in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 30. Verse 17. Now, I had problems in the aspect of memorizing this scripture, memorizing health scriptures. This scripture is so compact and so direct in the Lord speaking, for I will restore health unto thee. Say, I receive it.
I receive it.
I will restore health. That means health belong to me. Now, one of the ways I want you to know the aspect of restored health. Restoring health start with a restored soul. You see that in Psalm 23, he said, he restores my soul. And you got 3 John 2, say, beloved, worship of all things, your prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And I taught you on the soul some months ago. And I'll say some more. But for I will restore health. So we're talking about health being restored, right? Unto thee. And then he said the second thing he said, and he said twice, I will. And I will what? Heal thee of thy wound. Now, wounds, you can see wound as sickness and disease. All right, so I'll heal thee. So you restore your health. And then the third thing is important, is see who's talking. Saith the Lord. Thank you, sister. Saith the Lord. It's the Lord speaking. See, we have to stop reading scriptures. Okay? We have to stop resting on the fact that we know a chapter and a verse. We must let the Spirit of God speak to us. out of a scripture. And who said he's going to restore health? Who said he's going to heal? The Lord said it. Can anybody stop him but you? Notice what I said, but you. Uh-huh. And then he said this because they call you an outcast. Talking about a God who's so great and then living a life that is so low. Saying, I know what he said. Now, Zion means Jerusalem, but it means the church. This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. In other words, sort of poking the rod at us. Mm-hmm. So that text, I want you to, I'll elaborate on it more in a moment. But there's some things I have to pull you to get you ready to walk in your health as you should. Yes, you ready for that? I was praying in the Holy Ghost, and I heard these words, stop being raped.